I'm in the house of Ed. The house of Ed, which is also the house of Kundama. You might be able to hear sounds in the background, which are computers whirring. But the primary computer at the moment, open in front of Ed. Hello, Ed.
Hello. How's it going, Christian?
Very good. Is a MacBook. MacBook Pro. Running Logic Pro, is it?
Yeah, Logic Pro. Yeah, Logic Pro 7.
Now, I catch up with you once in a blue moon, and every time I see you, you're doing some kind of weird and wonderful audio project, whether it's playing the creaky chair you're on at the moment, or sound design, or film scores, or whatever. Now, what's your latest project? Because I've just tweeted a video of what appears to be a modern-day, souped-up, one-man band. You've got kind of a cyborg drum kit. It's yeah. half drum kit, half sample pads linked to your Mac. What does it do?
I was writing tunes for a long, long time and sort of was confused about how I was going to get them live. I didn't really want to be playing lots of loops, so I thought the simplest way was to cut it all up into one shots, just single shot samples, and then put it around my drum kit in the simplest way I could think. My left hand is controlling all the one shots, and then I've got a pad just on my bass drum that I can hit with my right hand or left hand. And
she's also playing kind of a, when you say a one shot, is that like a short sample?
Yeah, just a short sample. So it could be a snare drum or synthesizer hit, or so you can have four or five one shots that make a little tune. So you just play them in an order that you've rehearsed, and then it, you know, you put the tune back together just as one shot. So it's all totally live. So you're not sat behind a laptop, just, you know, clicking different loops.
It's very visual. What are your feet doing?
Well, I've got a couple of bass drum pedals. One's just playing normal bass drum, and one is playing a sample as well. So you can either play the sample on its own, or the sample and the bass drum together. Oh, right. And then my hi-hat's just...
You got your hi-hat
playing
as well.
Hi-hat, yeah.
It looks really busy, like you've got an awful lot of thinking to do.
It's actually a lot simpler than all that. I mean, it's taken a while. I've been doing this since 2008, so March 2008. So it took me 6 months. I basically tried to do as much stuff as I could by myself, just to keep it really simple in terms of rehearsal. I could just play every day. I didn't have to worry about bassists turning up or MCs turning up.
You went away to do this, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, before that, I went away for 6 months recording samples around India and Southeast Asia and all those sort of places. Then spent 4 months in France trying to write all these tunes together. And then got back from France thinking, right, I've got these tunes. How am I going to get them live? And then they all totally changed because I sort of cut them all up and put them around my drum kit. And it's just evolved from there, really. And so I tried to do as much stuff as I could by myself, just on the sample pads. And then as soon as I came up to a limitation, I added someone to the band to fill that hole, if you see what I mean.
So you've got a bass player that stands in with you occasionally. Who else?
There's a bass player, a percussionist. We did have an MC, but he didn't turn up for a gig, so we kicked him out.
Well, you can just sample him anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the percussionist, because I'm only playing drums with one hand, the percussionist is there to add another rhythmic layer. The bass player was originally there to add modulating bass lines, because bass lines off of samples gets a bit boring. Yeah. And then we've got two singers now, just to add, because the last few gigs we had, it really became apparent that we needed someone, because everyone's so busy doing stuff, there's no one engaging with the audience.
Yeah.
So we've got two singers who are adding sort of vocal lines and engagement and dancing and that sort of thing, just to give it a bit more of a personal feel.
Nice.
That's fine just at the moment.
Yeah, that's add an element of humanity, even though you are very visible behind the drum kit. Just on your own, though, just yourself with your setup, I could see you making DJs extinct.
Well, I suppose the purpose was just to. I didn't want to be standing behind a laptop doing my tunes, because you've got that barrier straight away. You've got the screen, you're looking down, you no one really can see what you're doing. Yeah. So it wasn't really to. I mean, you know, I like DJs, they're good.
You do a bit yourself.
But no, this was just for my own. I felt that there wasn't enough energy in people's performance. So, like, and I play the drums. And I spent months trying to get my tunes to sound like I'm playing the drums on the computer. So I thought, well, I might as well just stick all the samples on my drums and play it, as opposed to, you know, spending ages tweaking things in Matrix editors to make it sound like I'm playing it. I might as well just play it.
That's fantastic. I'm gonna try and convince you to let me throw a track out there in my audio boo feed. In the meantime, if people want to see you live, because you're doing some stuff in Bristol, aren't you?
Yeah, we're playing St Mark's Road Street Fair, which is on the 15th of August. We're also doing a hip-hop barn dance at Shambhala. So anyone... Well, it's like a conventional barn dance, apart from with... So you've got a leader, sort of the dance instructor that's going to teach certain moves like bottom shelf or, you know, whatever. You know, it's like when you stick your bottom out and, you know, that move when the ladies shake their bottom, bottom shelf, because you can put your pint on their bottom. So it's like
get a bit fizzy, but
yeah. The idea is to stick your bum out, so it's a shelf. So that's what it's called. So he teaches a move at the beginning of every track while we vamp a basic sort of groove.
I can see the interaction there being phenomenal. People can learn to dance, listen to hip hop, and watch it being played live.
Well, it's kind of hip hop dancehall. It's kind of coming out of Crump. Have you seen any Crump?
No.
It's kind of a L.A. Tommy the Clown, clowning and crumping and that sort of thing. Kind of been inspired a little bit by that. But we're playing from, I don't know, hip hop and drum and bass and dancehall, that sort of thing.
Have you got a website?
We've got a MySpace.
Go on.
Kendama MySpace.
So MySpace.com/Kendama spelt
K-U-N-D-A-M-A.
Kendama. Excellent. You're on Twitter as well as Kendama, just from today, really.
That's right, yeah. You've encouraged me to.
I'd like to see if you keep that up. Maybe somebody listening to this that wants to know more about what you're doing will follow you, and that might inspire you to actually hang around here more. You really need to update your phone, though. You focus too much on the music, Ed.
Sorry.
Look forward to it. Cheers, man. Thanks a lot.
No, thanks, Christian.